Twin Cities. Today's Noon News is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving South Central Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 62 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Special Counsel Robert Hur testifying before a House committee on the classified documents case of President Biden. Hur says politics played no role in his assessment about Biden's memory and age and his decision not to recommend charges, though he noted Biden willfully retained documents. ABC's political director, Rick Klein.
Both parties, frankly, are arguing that there's a double standard at play. Democrats are saying there's a double standard in only looking at Joe Biden and focusing on his age and his gaffes and not looking enough at Trump. Republicans saying there's a double standard here in charging Donald Trump for his handling of classified documents and not Joe Biden, even though they are very, very different circumstances.
TikTok could be on the chopping block here in the U.S. Lawmakers getting briefed today ahead of a vote tomorrow on whether to ban the platform due to security concerns. Consumer prices edged up in February to 3.2%, higher than what analysts projected. Just one factor the Fed board is watching as it weighs when it might start lowering interest rates. This is ABC News. In Texas, a state district judge has blocked State Attorney General Ken Paxton's efforts to shut down a charity that helps migrants.
Last month, three state agents showed up at El Paso's Annunciation House demanding to see records about migrants it served. Ruben Garcia is the group's director.
It is very clear that Annunciation House does nothing wrong. It is not wrong in America to help people.
The attorney general says the group does more than just help, that it's a safe house for undocumented immigrants. Judge Francisco Dominguez says the attorney general has, quote, run roughshod over the charity, and he's temporarily blocked its demand for records. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Two more colleges say they're reinstating standardized tests for admissions. Brown University and the University of Texas at Austin are the latest to bring back mandatory SAT or ACT scores. That follows similar recent announcements by Dartmouth and Yale. Many universities dropped the requirement during the pandemic. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 62 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for sunshine and high clouds, record warm temperatures likely with a high of 70. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 37. Then tomorrow, increasing clouds and still unusually warm for mid-March with a high of 65. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 62 degrees.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It's 62 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The nine fatalities in a Friday morning crash in northwest Wisconsin includes a man from southwest Wisconsin. On Monday, the Clark County Sheriff's Office said eight people from an Amish community in western Virginia were killed when the van they were in pulled in front of a semi-trailer operated by Daniel Lidicote, 51 of Rui, on State Highway 95, just southeast of Eau Claire in the town of Dewhurst. Lidicote died at the scene. Passengers in the van that were killed ranged in age from 46 years old to 6 months old. A 2-year-old passenger in the van was the only survivor of the collision. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked the public to avoid burning this week due to elevated fire danger throughout the state. All of southwest Wisconsin is in high fire danger. Warm temperatures, low humidity, and breezy conditions are in the forecast for the beginning part of this week. Although parts of the state are predicted to see rain on Wednesday, the precipitation is expected to miss the northern part of Wisconsin. On windy, dry days, embers from any fire, especially burn piles and campfires, can easily escape control and cause a wildfire if not properly extinguished. The DNR has already responded to over 50 wildfires across Wisconsin this week alone, bringing the yearly total to 193 fires burning 356 acres. For reference, the DNR had only responded to 7 wildfires across Wisconsin at this point last year. The majority of these recent wildfires have been related to debris burning. If you plan to spend time outdoors this week, the DNR asks you to avoid all outdoor burning, including debris burning and limiting the use of campfires and bonfires. Be sure to discard heart ashes from wood stoves or fireplaces in a metal container until cold. Outdoor enthusiasts should also use caution with any off-road vehicles or equipment that can create a spark and start a fire. The DNR is also suspending annual burn permits in all DNR protection areas across the state due to current and forecasted conditions. All of Richland, Crawford, Sauk, and Columbia counties are in the DNR protection area. Also included are the northern sections of Grant and Iowa counties. If your property is outside the DNR's jurisdiction, please check with local authorities prior to burning. Check the DNR's website to learn if your property is within the DNR's jurisdiction. Always check before you burn. Remember, fire danger and burning restrictions change every day. As fire danger remains high, the Richland Center Fire Department has been kept busy. The department was paged to a wood pile fire again this morning around 5:30 at 30282 Oak Ridge Drive. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the wood pile and outdoor wood stove area. 5 fire units and 18 firefighters responded and were on scene for an hour. No injuries were reported. Another UW System Branch campus will close. Monday's announcement that UW-Milwaukee will close its Waukesha campus at the end of the spring 2025 semester follows the closure of UWM's West Bend campus, UW-Platteville's Richland Center campus, and the Fond du Lac campus of UW-Oshkosh. The closures are a symptom of the financial challenges facing the universities of Wisconsin. Since the 2018 merger of the 13 branch campuses with four-year schools, only UW-Green Bay at Manitowoc has seen enrollment grow. Enrollment at the Waukesha campus was down to 672 this spring. The closure will affect some 100 employees. Nearby Waukesha County Technical College began offering associate degrees last year. A college in Ashland is asking for urgent community help or it will be forced to close. According to a Northern News Now report, Northland College officials say the Ashland School needs to raise $12 million by April 3rd or they'll be forced to begin the closure process at the end of the year. The school is the first environmentally focused liberal arts institution in the country. Officials say declining enrollment, the rising cost of higher education, and decreased financial support have contributed to the financial issues. The Richland School District is considering facility naming rights of areas of the district. The policy committee has been exploring options and has recommended advancing a policy for the naming of district facilities to the full board for its first reading. This policy will lay the groundwork for allowing the district to receive funding for the naming of different facilities. Two circumstances will generally authorize a naming privilege. Naming and recognition of monetary donation may be granted at the discretion of the Board of Education in recognition of persons or entities who provide at least 50% of the cost of a project or toward a fundraising goal or in an amount to be approved by the Board of Education. Naming and recognition of distinguished service may be granted at the discretion of the Board of Education in recognition of persons or entities to the school district wishes to honor on the basis of their service or leadership contributions to education, humanity, the school district, or the community, or on the basis of their status as a person of historical significance. If naming is to be authorized on the basis of distinguished service to the school district, consideration will not be extended until at least 1 year has passed since the individual last served the school district. The guidelines for renaming, along with any subsequent contracts associated with the renaming, would still need to be worked out prior to receiving any applications from prospective families or businesses. In order for a new policy to take effect, it must be read in at least two regular or special meetings of the board. An opportunity is also offered to concerned groups or individuals to react to policy proposals. A final vote to adopt or not to adopt will be considered by the board at a meeting that follows from when the policy proposals are first placed on the agenda. After last night's reading, an agenda topic will be placed on the March 25th meeting specifically for concerned groups or individuals to react to the policy proposal. A final vote would then be required before the policy becomes adopted. The board also approved the recommendation from the policy committee to revise the policy for school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays as presented. Effective immediately, school events or activities, including voluntary practices, will now be allowed on district-observed holidays. School events or activities on days which the district is closed due to the observance of a holiday, but not the actual day of a holiday, may be scheduled with the approval from the district administrator and only in cases where additional custodial services are not needed or required. The board also approved waiving the policy on school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays for two high school organizations. The RCHS-FLBA will attend the State Leadership Conference from Sunday, April 7th to Tuesday, April 9th in Green Bay. This will be the first time the FBLA has attended the state conference, and the RCHS Student Council will attend the annual Wisconsin Association of School Councils Conference Sunday, April 7th and Monday, April 8th. Governor Evers wants another $125 million to help out Wisconsin communities hit hardest by PFAS pollution. Evers says he plans to veto a Republican bill with that much money for PFAS cleanup. He also says the bill strips too much enforcement power from regulators. Republican lawmakers are approving a shortened list of instructional materials for students to learn reading in Wisconsin next year. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines for 4 curricula. Department of Public Instruction had proposed 11. A new state law requires methods for teaching reading that stress phonics. The state Senate today is taking up a package of bills to make life safer for Wisconsin judges and justices. Washera County's Guy Dutcher is one of dozens of Wisconsin judges who've gotten death threats.
I was sitting in my office with an officer on either side of me with a fully automatic weapon, hearing the sirens that were screaming as the officers were intercepting him, thinking I really hadn't contemplated this as being part of the job description.
Dutcher says the bill is a start.
I will applaud the legislature and the governor for taking a significant step in recognizing the vulnerability of the decision makers in the third branch of government, but much more still needs to be done.
That's Guy Dutcher speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. 142 Wisconsin judges and justices got threats last year. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature is poised to finish its 2-year session today by passing a ban on high school transgender athletes competing on girls' teams, but a bipartisan effort to allow for early processing of absentee ballots appears dead. Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto the transgender sports bill. The Senate was meeting for the final scheduled time today after the Assembly completed its session last month. It was also expected to fire 2 of Evers' appointees to the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents in a fight over diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Supporters of former President Donald Trump, who organized an effort to recall Wisconsin's top elected Republican, did not gather enough signatures to trigger the recall election under one scenario reviewed by elections officials today. But it likely will be up to the state Supreme Court to ultimately decide the fate of the recall effort. Recall organizers fell more than 900 signatures short of the number needed to force a recall election in the district that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was voted to represent in 2022. It's not clear if those boundary lines should be used for the recall. The commission voted today to ask the Supreme Court for clarity. Wisconsin State Chartered Banks reported sound financial performance through year-end 2023, according to data released by the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. As of December 31st, there were 119 state-chartered commercial banks serving Wisconsin residents. At year-end 2023, total assets for Wisconsin state-chartered banks stood at $67 billion, down from $67.6 billion reported on December 31st, 2022. The net interest margin declined slightly to 3.23% compared to 3.35% in December 2022. Net loans increased by 3.11% to $48.5 billion, up by $1.5 billion over the same time. Additional information regarding Wisconsin State Chartered Bank's year-end 2023 financial performance is available in the DFI's Bank Performance Indicator Report as of December 31, 2023. It's 63 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1219. The Richland School District will hold screening next week. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Spring is here, and Colloy Contracting is looking to take care of the unwanted brush on your property. Jake has the equipment, the experience, and the expertise to get your property back into tip-top shape. Colloy Contracting will bring in the heavy-hitting brush cutter to remove the invasive brush and spray those areas to ensure that your property will stay free and clear for years to come. Call Jake today at 608-604-6396. And remember, there is no job too big and no brush too tall. Colloy Contracting, 604-6396.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
It's 63 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1221. Screening time is coming up soon in the Richland School District. Amy Hardy is the principal at Richland Center Primary School.
We have our screening taking place for the district March 18th through the 21st, so that Monday through Friday. We do want to remind our families that we have already enrolled with us and that are coming to school throughout the week now, that during that week, because of screening, there will be no early childhood or 4K classes. So our current students do not attend during that screening week because those classrooms are used for screening, as well as all the staff will team together to welcome our new visitors coming in for screening and their families.
The child being screened will feel important during their session.
Each screening session lasts an hour and a half, and the whole idea of this day is to have a special experience for the child, you know, with the focus on them. Each child is important, and we really want them to feel special this day. A parent or parents are able to join for the entire time. There is paperwork that we'll have the parents work on while the students are doing the screening. But each time slot is an hour and a half, so we do have four sessions that families can sign up for.
The time slots to sign up are 8 to 9:30, 9:30 to 11, noon to 1:30, and 1:30 to 3. There is a certain age of the child recommended for the screening. Lisa Stafford is a 4K teacher for the Richland School District.
I think that's really important for our families to know. So often they think of 4-year-old kindergarten, but it's really important that we have all children who are going to be 3 or 4 by September 1st of 2024. Those are the students that we want coming to our screening. We have opened our screening process the last couple years to include younger children with the focus of and importance of early intervention for these youngsters, you know, if there are any concerns.
Principal Hardy wants to make screening time special and also reminds everyone taking part that the registration deadline time is coming up soon.
We want to make sure this is a special event for you and your family and your little as we welcome you to the school because this is their very first. It's your child's very first, and we really want to focus on that child for that day. And so we do have our registration happening online for our Richland School District screening taking place March 18th through 21st. And that online screening and registration does stay open until 10 a.m. on Friday, March 15th. And in between, if you really want to be able to have your choice of days and times, I would say go ahead and register sooner than later. And you can do that by registering right online at our school website or going to the district Facebook page.
If you have any questions, concerns, or are unable to attend one of the March 18th through 21st sessions and would like to set up an alternate screening time, you can reach out to the Richland Center Primary School at 608-649-HIVE. That's 608-649-4483. Remember, registration deadline is this Friday morning at 10. The Spring Green Medical Center will be losing a longtime physician's assistant this month when Stephen Woke retires. Woke has been providing care to area residents as part of the Richland Hospital and Clinics for 35 years. Woke grew up in St. Louis and came to medicine after a short initial career in social work. Reflecting on his 4 decades caring for patients, Woke says his career has been a blessing. Woke was first hired to treat walk-in patients, a role that grew into what was later formalized as the clinic's urgent care department. In addition to those responsibilities, Woke assisted in surgeries and C-sections, spent years making monthly rounds on the skilled nursing and assisted living residents at Schmidt Woodland Hills, and traveled to Haiti, Ecuador, and Jamaica on mission trips to provide care to underserved populations. These days, Woke's practice is focused largely on internal medicine. At 70, he's grateful to have had a fulfilling career, one that has kept him mentally sharp and allowed him to get to know so many patients over time. Patients of Stephen Woke will be transferred to other experienced providers at the Spring Green Medical Center. Those who have questions are encouraged to call 608-588-7413. As spring approaches, the American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to continue to strengthen the national blood supply. People of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, are critical to ensuring hospitals can meet the daily demand for life-saving transfusions. During Red Cross Month in March, the Red Cross celebrates the volunteers and blood and platelet donors who are critical to ensuring those in need receive relief and care. Help can't wait, so book a time to give. A Red Cross blood drive will be held tomorrow in Richland Center at the Community Center from 11:30 to 5:30. To make an appointment to donate, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Following record levels of spongy moth populations in 2023, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has published its 2024 spongy moth aerial treatment plans. Treatment plan maps, spray information, fact sheets, and other resources can be found at smaerialspray.wi.gov. Beginning in May and continuing through July, DATCAP plans to treat selected areas in western Wisconsin using low-flying planes. A total of approximately 28,590 acres at 23 sites in 9 counties are scheduled for treatment. These areas have been identified as having increasing populations of spongy moth, a destructive non-native insect with an appetite for hundreds of different species of trees and shrubs. The following counties are scheduled to receive aerial treatments: Barron, Buffalo, Chippewa, Crawford, Dunn, Grant, Iowa, Lafayette, and Rusk. An interactive map of treatment areas is available online. Spongy moth program staff will present information regarding treatment plans at 2 upcoming public presentations. Attendees will have the opportunity to speak with staff, learn more about the spongy moth, and view maps of treatment areas. Locally, one of the presentations will be Thursday from 5:30 to 7 at the Platteville Public Library. For more information, visit smaerialspray.wi.gov or spongemoth.wi.gov. Members of the public can also sign up for email updates. Call the toll-free hotline at 1-800-642-MOTH. That's 1-800-642-6684, or email questions to spongymoth@wisconsin.gov. Today begins the third week of searching for 3-year-old Elijah Vu in northeast Wisconsin. Two Rivers Police report that weekend searches for the boy through local waterways in rural areas yielded no results. They add that authorities have been following up on numerous tips and large amounts of video submitted to the department. In addition, the City of Two Rivers has established a reward fund for information leading up to the discovery of the missing toddler. The total reward amount has grown to $40,000 after the city fund adds to a $15,000 reward offered by the FBI and $10,000 offered by Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers. A suspect is in custody in relation to the weekend death of a missing 8-year-old in South Central Wisconsin. Rock County Sheriff say deputies were sent to a home in the town of Fulton just after 6 Saturday evening in reference to a missing 8-year-old. Sheriff officials say within a matter of hours, the child was found deceased inside the home. The person who was taken into custody Saturday has been charged and is expected to appear in court Tuesday. No information was given on the suspect or the child, and the investigation is ongoing. Today's winner of $50 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Mike Renish of Richland Center on ticket number 554. It's 63 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
It's 63 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center, died March 4th after a short stay at Scollin Nursing Home in Stoughton. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 5 until 7, and again Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the First Baptist Church or GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Survivors of Helen Tenney include her son, Stephen Tenney of Verona, daughter, Alicia and James Bettenhausen of Albany, four grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, sister-in-law Alice Watson of Blue River, and many nieces, nephew, and close friends. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center, died yesterday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock next Tuesday, March 19th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 5 until 7, and again next Tuesday, March 19th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie Andrada Williams is survived by her husband Sam, five children, Jordan and Patty Andrada, Tressa Williams, Asia Williams, Samuel Williams Jr., and Kaiser Williams. Three stepchildren, Thomas Larson, Alex Larson, and Dalton Johnson. Parents, Antonio and Peggy Andrada, mother-in-law, Marlene Williams, brothers, Anthony Andrada and Casey Andrada, brothers and sisters-in-law, Marietta Holler, Arnold and Teresa Williams, Geneva and Dale Sittig, Phyllis and Dave Rosolowski, Matt Williams and Janae Rote, Jimmy Williams, and Alice Williams. many aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews, and special friend Lindsay Schrammick, Stephanie M., Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center. Raymond V. Haride, 85, of Richland Center, died yesterday at Southwest Health Center in Platteville. No formal funeral services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ray Haride is survived by his wife of 60 years, Shirley, daughter Patty and Vince Demon of Janesville, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, sisters Mary and Dick Dahlberg, and Betty and Bob Sikora, all of Richland Center, also many other relatives and friends. Raymond V. Haride, 85, of Richland Center.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Some great buys coming your way. Cod loin, $7 a pound. Organic Triscuit crackers with sea salt, 9-ounce box, $2.25. Jimmy Dean sage pork sausage, $2.25 each, two for $4, or a case of 12 for $22.50. Stovetop stuffing, $1 a box. Tostino's pizza rolls, 15-count box, two flavors to choose from, $1.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Mike and Marilyn Binder. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Quite the warm early March day out there. Temperatures more reminiscent of May than March, with readings running a good 20 to 30 degrees above normal. Across the region, some record highs are likely this afternoon. The record high in Richland Center is 66 from 2006. Now, we are expecting the mild weather to stick around through tomorrow, but then a large storm system will drive in from the southwest going into Wednesday night and Thursday, and should deliver quite a bit of rain to our region. Could be a good soaking of like a half inch to an inch, locally higher amounts. And there might be just enough cold air sinking into the region Thursday night to see some snowflakes mixed in. The better chance of an inch or two of slushy snow would run from southern Minnesota through parts of central Wisconsin. Otherwise, the cooler temperatures will gradually settle in for the weekend, getting us back to normal by Sunday. There could be a few rain and snow showers as a couple of Canadian cold fronts roll in. So the rest of today, look for sunshine mixed with some high-level cloudiness. Record high temperatures near 70 with winds southwest to west at 7 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low at 37. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. Still unusually warm for mid-March with highs in the mid-60s. The wind from the east-northeast at 5 to 10. Wednesday night, breezy with rain developing, low at 39. Thursday, breezy and cooler with periods of rain. High temperature in the upper 40s. The rain could mix with a little snow by late Thursday night. Friday, some light rain and snow possible through midday. Low at 33, high about 48. Partial clearing possible late in the day. Saturday, partly sunny and breezy. 30% chance of a couple of light rain showers later in the day. Low 31 with a high of 50. The rain may mix with some snow Saturday night. Sunday, variably cloudy and cooler. Spotty light snow showers are possible. Low 28 with a high of 40. And Monday, mixed skies and chilly, maybe some flurries. Low 22 with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Here at the WRCO studios, it is currently a sunny 64 degrees. Yesterday's high was 68 and this morning's low was 52. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 64. The record high for this date set in 1990 is 74. The record low 7 below was set in 1948. Last year's high was 35 with a low of 26. Sunset today will be at 7:04 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:18. It is a sunny 64 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An ag education leader says we need to do more ag research in this country. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Iowa State University President Wendy Winterstein's speech at the 2024 USDA Ag Outlook Forum was about ag innovation, but her focus was on ag research.
We need more innovation in food and agriculture, and to achieve the innovation, we need more investment. It also requires the innovators that are hard at work every day in the USDA, at Iowa State, the land-grant university system, in our public and private partnerships, and our stakeholders.
Winterstein says we've gone decades without advancing our public commitment to ag research.
Since 1979, global population has grown over 4 billion. Research investment has flatlined. calls for increased research investment has largely gone unanswered.
Winterstein encourages both the public and private sectors to accelerate ag research funding.
Through great scientific advancements and innovation, we can constructively adapt and continue to lead the world. We can provide the required solutions to the grand challenges that face the world every day.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
More clarity for the Product of USA label. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The USDA has published a final rule to clarify the definition of the Product of USA label claim that's used on meat, poultry, and egg products. Brownfield's Kara Hart has this report from the National Farmers Union Convention in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says surveys have confirmed consumers are willing to pay more if the meat, poultry, and eggs they purchase are a product of the USA.
In order for that value proposition to be respected, in order for there to be fairness and honesty and proper representation in the marketplace, it's important to have rules like this.
The voluntary claim will be used on those products only when the animals are born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. Wisconsin Farmers Union's Darren Von Ruden says this is good news.
The more specific that we can get on those labels is going to be a benefit for not only the farmer but the consumer, because you're connecting them a lot closer.
Those wanting to use the label need to comply with the regulatory requirements by January 1st, 2026. Reporting from the National Farmers Union Convention in Scottsdale, Arizona, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says there is potential for more complementary trade with the United Kingdom. Government Affairs Director Kent Backus tells Brownfield consumer demand for certain cuts of beef is different on both sides of the Atlantic.
For example, they eat a lot of cuts in the UK that are very popular, very traditional, that quite frankly, Americans don't eat as many of.
For example,
so you have different rounds and different cuts like that. They love roasts. And while those are popular here, they're even more popular in the UK. Likewise, they don't eat flank steak, not to the level that we do. And you can't buy enough flank steak here in the U.S.
Backus recently visited the U.K. to meet with his counterparts. He says right now the biggest obstacle to beef trade is limited access to the markets and competition from other countries like Brazil. The new seed corn distribution center for Illinois-based Wiffles Hybrids, located outside of Ames, Iowa, is almost ready. Jacob Wiffles, the vice president, says it'll be operational this spring.
We're hoping to open our doors here in probably middle of May. We're on the downhill slide here of the fine detail work. In May, we'll receive returns into the facility there.
He says Wiffles Hybrids also plans to showcase on-site agronomy trials at the 150-acre location this summer. Brazil's equivalent of the USDA has lowered its soybean production projection for the fourth month in a row. CONAB now sees Brazil's soybean crop at 147 million tons. That's well below USDA's most recent guess of 155 million and 2% under February. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Direct cash cattle and cash hog business are quiet at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. It's likely significant trade volumes going to be delayed until at least Wednesday or later. Boxed beef is higher and sharply higher at midday on strong demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 363 at 312.51. Select is 90 cents higher at 299.78. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $5 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy with very good demand. Receipts were down on the week, but up on the year. Feeder supply included 53% steers, with 57% of the offering over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 601 to 645 pounds, brought $280 to $317. Feeder steers, 700 to 743 pounds, brought $260 to $283. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 651 to 695 pounds, brought $241 to $258. Feeder heifers, 700 to 747 pounds, brought $230 to $250. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. With very light negotiated purchases, the cash hog market has found some strength recently, but the market has been anything but consistent in recent months. Processors didn't come out aggressive in their procurement efforts. There's also some added uncertainty surrounding the impact of the plant closure announced by Tyson on Monday in Perry, Iowa. That plant slaughters around 9,000 head daily, or about 2% of daily slaughter capacity. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $58. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 higher, with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $50 to $62. Barrels and gilts were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $43 to $53. Boars range from $15 to $25 and $8 to $15. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.06 at $94.57. Loins were sharply higher. Bellies, butts, and ribs were higher. Picnics about steady, and hams were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield. Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Last week, we had a bigger sale. Large squares topped at $250 a ton, and large rounds topped at $140 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. John Deere riding lawnmower, carnival glass, furniture, and much more. Online only auction ending March 13th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property or items? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
soybean and cattle futures are higher, corn's lower, and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher today. CONAB lowered its crop guess for Brazil to 147 million tons, below the USDA's last estimate of 155 million. Brazil's harvest is over the halfway point, and they still have an export price edge. May beans are up 10.5 at 11.89 and 3 quarters. July's a dime higher at 12.02. May soybean meal's a dollar and a dime lower at 336.10. May soybean oil is up 115 at 47.79, and the global strength in palm oil. Corn's now down. CONAB has Brazil's second corn crop at 87.4 million tons, also under the USDA's most recent guess. South American weather's generally favorable, but some areas have seen a recent drier pattern. May corn's 1.5 lower at 440 and a half, and July's down a penny at 452 and three quarters. And after early gains, wheat has turned mostly lower. There is still some buying interest, but the big bearish factors continue to be slow export demand and the large global supply. May Chicago's up 3/4 at 548. May Kansas City's down 1.5 at 597 and a quarter. May Minneapolis wheat is a quarter penny higher at 670 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are higher, optimistic about this week's direct business. Bids and asking prices remain unreported. Box beef's higher at midday. April lives up 70 cents at $188.30. June lives up 110 at $184.12. April feeders are 97 higher at $254.07. And nearby hogs are up on spread adjustments, with April $1.97 higher at $85.25 and June up 112 at $102.17. Pork's higher at midday. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. And I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
A snack? That's a nutritional powerhouse. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. This dairy superfood packs a nutritional punch for so much more than its high-quality protein. Jessica Castle with the St. Louis Dairy Council shares a few reasons why you should make sure to add cottage cheese to your grocery cart.
It is very, very versatile, and it does have a lot of nutrients in 1/2 cup of cottage cheese. So you're going to get healthy fats, you're going to get calcium, your B vitamins, and your phosphorus. And all of those elements are going to help support your immune system, your energy metabolism, kidney function, nerve function, and healthy skin, bones, and cells. And then also, cottage cheese is a great source of protein, quality protein. So in 1/2 cup of cottage cheese, you're going to get 12 grams of protein. That is amazing. It combines so well with so many other foods, and you can do certain cooking tips with it too that just elevate cottage cheese beyond maybe what you think of it initially. Just by blending it in a blender, it becomes a very creamy, protein-filled food that you can use in so many different ways.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower